How blind and visually impaired students take notes and write exams. Blind students. By the time blind students reach college, unless they are newly blind, they have probably mastered techniques for dealing with certain kinds of visual materials. Most blind students use a combination of methods, including readers, tape-recorded books, and lectures, and sometimes braille materials. Students may use raised line drawings of diagrams, charts, illustrations, relief maps, and three-dimensional models of physical organs, shapes, and microscopic organisms. Technology has made available other aids for blind people, including talking calculators, speech time compressors, computer terminals with speech output, braille printers, paperless braille computer terminals, and paperless braille machines. Some blind students who read braille prefer to take their own notes in class using a slate and stylus or Perkins Brailler. Though both are being replaced by laptop computers and other technological devices. Some blind students will get copies of notes taken on carbonless paper from classmates and have someone type the notes onto disk for them. They then plug the disk into a computer with speech output to listen to the notes. Other blind students tape record the lecture and later transcribe notes from the tape into braille. It is easier for some blind students to study from tactile copy rather than from recordings. Though some blind students are able to develop strong auditory compensatory skills over a period of time. Either way, the process of reading and studying requires more time for a blind student than for a sighted student. Test adaption is another concern for blind students. Students will usually have a preference for taking tests. These preferences often involve either a reader or a taped braille test. The student will either type the answers or dictate them to a proctor to record. Some may prefer to braille the answers first and then read them for a scribe to record in longhand. Whatever method is proposed, the student and faculty member should agree early in the semester about how the student's academic work would be evaluated. Visually impaired students. Partially sighted students meet the challenge of gaining access to printed information in much the same way as blind students, except for using braille. They use taped text, readers, raised line drawings, talking computer terminals, and other equipment. In addition, they use large print materials, closed circuit magnifiers or other magnifying devices, as well as large print computer terminals or telescopic lenses. Partially sighted students may also use large print typing elements for papers. Some will be able to take their own notes in class by printing large letters with a felt tip pen. Others will tape record lectures for later use. Most partially sighted students will require some adaptation for taking tests. Such adaptations may include a large print test, use of closed circuit magnifiers, a reader, a scribe, or a word processor. Many visually impaired students cannot see well enough to use a computerized answer sheet and will need to write answers on a separate sheet for someone else to record on the answer sheet. Partially sighted students will usually need extra time on their test, especially if they are reading the test themselves. The SDS coordinator can help faculty members plan appropriate instructional test accommodations.